This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm John Idstein. Coming up, the best advertisement for L.L. Bean ever on public radio. But first, Far From Heaven is the latest film by Todd Haynes. The director made his reputation more than 10 years ago with a bizarre little film that few who saw it could ever forget. He used Barbie dolls to tell the story of the late singer Karen Carpenter. Mr. Haynes went on to set other films in the antiseptic California suburbs and the world of glam rock, and to adapt the writing of Jean Genet. Now, Todd Haynes is challenging audiences with a movie shot in a style that's been out of style since the 1950s. David Darcy reports.
Far From Heaven is set in the leafy suburbs of Hartford, Connecticut in the late 1950s. An executive at Magnatech Television and his wife have what looks like a happy marriage. He's an alcoholic who can't hide the fact that he's gay, and she's ostracized after being seen with her black gardener. Their composure cracks at a Christmas party.
Yes, I still say Frank is the luckiest guy in town.
Here, here.
It's all smoke and mirrors, fellas. That's all it is. You should see her without her face on.
Frank? No, he's absolutely right. We ladies are never what we appear, and every girl has her secrets.
I'll say.
How about this girl going and getting her husband another drink?
Darling, don't you think you've already had it?
No.
Writer and director Todd Haynes says everything about his film, even its title, was inspired by the 1950s melodramas of Douglas Sirk.
Looking at those beautiful Sirk films from the 50s, I think, in my opinion, you have among them the most exquisite titles that have ever been bestowed on Hollywood films. All That Heaven Allows, Written on the Wind, which is so much more beautiful than Gone with the Wind, and the title that's the most beautiful ever of any film, because any film could be called it, Imitation of Life. And in fact, Far From Heaven, which I like, almost tells it like it is too much. The beautiful Sirk titles are kind of these gorgeous lies that seem sort of philosophical and made of air at the same time.
The story in Far From Heaven comes closest to All That Heaven Allows, Sirk's 1955 film about a widow's romance with her gardener, Rock Hudson, that doesn't go over well at the country club.
Carrie, my dear, what this I hear about your... haven't I seen you somewhere before?
Well, Mrs. Humphrey, probably in your garden. I've been pruning your trees for the last 3 years.
Yes, of course. Sarah, I really must be going.
All That Heaven Allows made such an impact on another filmmaker that German Rainer Werner Fassbinder remade it in 1974 as a doomed romance between a German widow and a much younger Moroccan immigrant. For his film, Todd Haynes returned to Sirk's time, not just to experiment with that era's color, light, and texture, but to get a perspective on today.
But I also felt like, you know, we're in the 50s again. You know, this was before 9/11 when I started to write this film, but I felt like, maybe even more so, in a sort of weird complacency where the economy had not yet plummeted, but we had this new administration. It bore so many resemblances to Eisenhower America for me. And I felt like that's often a very powerful way to draw connections to where we are now through a sort of detour of another era that bears some resemblance, especially one that is so easy to dismiss, that we bring such a sort of superiority to as the 50s.
Design became a crucial part of Far From Heaven as the film recreated the homes and offices of the time. Mark Friedberg was the production designer for the film, much of which was shot on a soundstage in Bayonne, New Jersey.
Generally, we are trying to sort of design ourselves away. Even though a film can have the style and the sense of a place, you generally want it to take a back seat to the drama, the story, the action. And in this case, in the case of these Sirkian melodramas, where the action that takes place is so small, everything else becomes large. All the other elements, whether it be the costumes or the lighting or the sets or even the autumn leaves, everything was amped up sort of to heighten the moments.
That production design was conceived as part of a broader performance style, which Haynes says is a highly discredited one, the melodrama.
It's all about excessive emotion and women's worlds and things that have been so completely dismissed as serious by the kind of middlebrow view of what a good movie is. We use melodrama or something being melodramatic completely as a pejorative term today, you know. So to try to resurrect something this sort of outmoded and discredited was certainly in some people's minds, a ludicrous risk to take.
Frank, you're the only man that I've ever wanted.
Just let go.
Frank, you're all men to me. You're all men.
Stop it!
I'm all right. It's an accident.
Are you bleeding?
Todd Haynes' melodrama, complete with a score by one of the best-known composers of that era, Elmer Bernstein, was ultimately accepted by the studio that funded Far From Heaven. Haynes says the hardest part was getting all the producers to accept a woman, Julianne Moore, in the lead.
It's bizarre to me that I think in some ways contemporary film audiences and the industry itself is more geared toward men than it ever has been. It was very hard for us to get money for this film, not because people didn't like the script, but because it was a movie about a woman. And the number one box office lady, Julia Roberts, was not going to be playing the lead role. And there's nobody else who can carry a film who's a woman today, which is so not like the case when it was Betty Davis and Katharine Hepburn and Joan Crawford and a whole slew of female stars who at various times were guaranteed box office draws and a whole history of film. You know, has resulted in that ability to draw female audiences and male audiences to these female-driven stories.
Now that critics are calling Far From Heaven one of the best films of the year, whether the audience agrees is beside the point for Todd Haynes, who says he's already getting offers for new high-budget projects from other studios. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.